Amanda, good morning. I'm Craig Adams.
I'm Matt Douglas.
And Matt, can you believe it? This song was a big hit back in the day.
This one was back in the day, huh?
Popcorn.
But I can tell it's about popcorn when I hear it.
I guess. All things corn can be found this weekend at the Northridgeville Corn Festival. On the line with us now is John Butkowski. John, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We got you dialed in here. 42 years now and going strong. What happened 42 years ago that brought on the Northridgeville Corn Festival?
Well, when we were talking about as a community to become a bicentennial community, one of the things we needed to do is to come up with something that would be a long-lasting memory, if you will, of the bicentennial. So the mayor at that time, Mayor Chuck Stewart, got a bunch of residents together. We basically formed a bicentennial committee, and as a result of that committee, came up with the idea of sponsoring a festival every year, and we basically thought we'd pick corn as the vehicle, because at that time, North Ridgeville had much corn farming going on, sweet corn, and also popcorn. So we started it in 1975 as a trial balloon, if you will. And it went off as a very big success with a Saturday, basically, of 13 concessions. And then we learned a little bit. And then we had the Bicentennial Corn Festival in 1976. And it, too, was a success. So we decided, why don't we, you know, keep this thing going? So we basically formed the North Ridgeville Corn Festival Committee, and made up of volunteers and residents, and even some non-residents. And it's been continuing ever since.
John, you mentioned that there was a lot of corn back in the day. What's the state of corn now in North Ridgeville?
Well, of course, a lot of that corn, or the corn fields, have been replaced with housing today. But we still have some corn farming going on in the community, but at a very, very reduced level.
John, anytime I see the corn festival going on or something about it, I always see the mascots out and about. Are they going to be around this weekend?
Absolutely. Yeah, the mascots are mainly our Junior Corn Festival committee members. And that's a very interesting item that we added several years back to instill in young people the need to give back to the community and get involved. So we formed a Junior Corn Festival committee that basically teaches our young people the value of community involvement.
So, John, what's new this year?
Well, one of the new things we have this year is we're having a Wi-Fi hotspot at the festival. And this is something that is very new to this area in the way of festivals. And what it is, it's a hotspot that enables people that are using their cell phones or tablets or iPads to basically not use their data and also be able to stream information at a faster rate. So if people are at the festival and they want to, you know, send photographs of themselves or their friends to other friends, they're going to be able to do that all free of charge.
Speaking of which, John, is there going to be a social media tag or hashtag corn festival or anything out there for folks?
We're having some discussions about that.
All right.
Yes.
Talking this morning with John Butkowski from the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. And, John, of course, you've got the parade coming up as well. That's on Sunday, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Sunday is our big grand parade down Center Ridge Road. It starts at the Mark's Shopping Center at the eastern section of the city and then moves west over to the middle school. And as of last night, I was talking to the parade chairman, Mario Sapriano, and Mario tells me that we could be having a record-breaking parade this year with the number of entrants.
How about that? Maybe some record-breaking heat, too.
Yeah.
So you will find corn at the festival, right? Corn on the cob?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have two different styles of corn. The Corn Festival Committee basically has a corn booth that basically sells boiled corn, but what's special about the boiled corn is that it's done with a special secret Amish recipe, and it's what goes into the water, so to speak, that makes it taste so delicious. And we've had this recipe from day one that we got from the Amish friends down in central and southern Ohio. And we continue to use that same secret recipe. Then we also have roasted sweet corn. There's another concession that has roasted corn. People prefer roasted corn.
We'll be out there as well, broadcasting live on Saturday, and represented all 3 days at the Corn Festival. So we invite you to come by and see us. But, John, what else can people see at the Corn Festival? I know you've got live music at night.
Yes, we have some great free entertainment on Friday evening. We have a band called the Together Band. We've had them before, and they've been very, very well received. And they play a nice variety of music that the attendees enjoy. And then we follow that with fireworks at 10:30 at South Central Park. And then on Saturday, we have Chris Higbee. Chris Higbee is a entertainer, and we've seen his group in Columbus a couple of times, and we think that the people will really enjoy Chris's music. Chris is country. He sings, but he's very talented in playing multiple instruments, acoustic violin, banjo, guitar, and he's a full of energy type of entertainer. So I think the people will really enjoy him on Saturday evening. And of course, all 3 days, you know, we will have a beer garden with wine, and we have amusement rides for adults and children. And we're expecting to have probably 100-plus concessionaires this year.
John, when it comes to eating corn, everybody has their own style. What's your style? Typewriter? Circles? What do you prefer?
Typewriter. But since you're talking about corn, one interesting thing that we have Saturday afternoon is a corn-eating contest. And I have to share with you, since you're talking about styles, several years ago, we had an individual that was very successful with the corn-eating contest. And he had a very different style. He would hold the corn perpendicular to his teeth and basically scrape the corn Wow. kernels off as he would take the ear of corn and take it and work in an up and down motion, not a side to side or typewriter motion.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before in my time, John. That's fascinating.
Yes, I think the people find the corn eating contest a lot of fun. And it helps us, you know, raise money for, you know, city organizations here.
John, one last thing. I know it takes a lot of people to put this on. You talked about your Corn Festival committee. How many people do you have chipping in, and what can people do if they want to get involved?
Well, in the way of active Corn Festival members, we probably have roughly about a dozen, okay? But then we do have many people who, like you say, do want to get involved, and they step forward and help us in various ways by, you know, working at the festival, not as full-fledged committee members, but basically helping us in the corn booth and, you know, with setting up and tear down and things like that. And if people do want to get involved, what I would suggest is when they're at the festival, if they see some of us, the committee members, walking around in green shirts, stop us and tell the member that they would like to get involved, and give them their contact information. We'll contact them and get them involved with the festival, and they can have as much fun putting on a party as we do.
All right, very good. The 42nd Annual North Ridgeville Corn Festival happening this weekend. It all starts tomorrow. The festival is located on Bainbridge Road, right between Route 83 and Root Road. Fun for the entire family. Admission is free, of course. The entertainment's free, and all kinds of great food to sample. John, thanks for being with us this morning, and we will see you this weekend.
Looking forward to it, guys. Take care. Have a great day.